Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, you guys got to stop stalking me. I know I didn't do a show for a couple days. Come on, cut a guy a break, will you? Sam Crowley, host of the longest running motivational, also an ex-stutterer, okay? Host of the longest running motivational podcast on iTunes, founder of EverydaySaturday.com, and your humble correspondent to let you know what's going on in the entrepreneurial world, how to stay inspired, motivated, empowered, jacked up. Yesterday sucked. And I'm going to explain why. But today was amazing because I drew an analogy of why yesterday was terrible and why it doesn't faze me today. Isn't that amazing? Station identification. Today is February 27, 2015. I'm recording this show in the afternoon. I went to the gym. I had to just bust out almost damn near a two-hour workout. I had to go to the gym. That's where I go. It's kind of like I just go and pound weights, man, for a couple hours and just escape. You know, it's my sanctuary. My sanctuary used to be the golf course, and then I had kids. So that eliminates the golf course because they don't let you spend 5 hours away on a Saturday, okay? And why would you? I mean, why have kids? You can go play golf for, you know, 5 hours and not see your family, especially if you have a job. I see all these corporate types, man, these guys, some in my neighborhood, some in the town I live in, all around. You know who I'm talking about. They go to work at 6 a.m. They come home at 7 at night. They don't see the family. And then on Saturday, and sometimes Saturday and Sunday, they're out playing golf, and you can't get out. I don't care if you live at the most swankiest, dankiest course around. You're not getting around in less than 4 hours. Takes 20 minutes to get there, 20 minutes to get home. It's a 6 hours day away from your family. I don't get it, man. I gave up golf just so I could spend time with my family. But, and I'm not saying, you know, oh, Sam, you're great or anything. I'm just telling you the logic behind it all. You know, why complain or why have kids? Even better, why have kids if you're not going to spend any time with them? I don't quite understand that. I don't know. I'm off the reservation already. We're 4 minutes into the show, and I'm already off the reservation. So, hey, let me talk to you about yesterday. Yesterday, we had our care team meeting at Children's Hospital here in Cincinnati. This is the pulmonologist, the nurses, the staff, everybody. We meet regularly, well, every couple weeks, every 2 to 3 weeks, to discuss our baby Susan and where she's at. And with this time, I thought we were getting a discharge date as far as, you know, we have to cross hurdles. Susan obviously has to cross hurdles. I mean, she's got to be, you know, ready to come home, and she's doing great. I mean, she's on a home ventilator now. She's thriving on that. Not feeding that well. She has a tube in her nose that we have to call gavage is the term they use when you put the nutrients in, the breast milk through the tube, goes through the nose and down into the stomach. You ever put a tube in a kid's nose? Yeah, whole different experience. Neither have I or my wife until just recently. So whole different experience running that little bad boy down through the nose and all the way down through the stomach. But anyway, we were all fired up. My wife and I were like, hey, when do you think the discharge date's going to be? You know, because we got to pass all of these exams. We got to do training. We got to train on a home vent. We got to train on how to change out her trach. We got to change all these different things. There's 100 different things on a checklist. So we got to make her portable, means, you know, walking her around the wing of the hospital with her vent, with oxygen and all that stuff that goes with it. Monitors. I mean, my God, it takes an hour to get ready to take a 1 minute trip. Remember, any of you that have kids, remember like a year before you had your first child, you went to the mall. What'd you do when you went to the mall? You got in the car, right? You drove to the mall. No big deal. Hey, honey, let's go. Head to the mall. Then you had a kid. And your kid is a couple weeks old, and you want to take the kid to the mall, right? Because you're slap happy, cabin fever, you're about to pull your hair out, and that's just the guys. The women have been much worse. Oh, my God. The women got it 10 times worse. So what do you got to do then? Well, you got to get the stroller. You got to get the milk. You got to get the linens. You got to get, I mean, what don't you? You bring damn near your whole basement with you just to go to the mall. And a year before, you didn't know how good you had it, right? You didn't even know how good you had it. You thought it was an inconvenience to be stuck in traffic on the way to the mall. We went to the mall with Madeline, our oldest now. She'll be 14 in a couple weeks, March 18th, few weeks. I'm taking her to the Ariana Grande concert in Cleveland next week. Oh, boy, that's an 8 Advil trip right there, my friend. 3.5 hours to Cleveland in a concert with, you know, teeny boppers, and then we're going to stay at a hotel and then drive back to Cincinnati the next day. But that's her birthday present. That's what she wanted. So say, hey, daddy, daughter, heading to Ariana Grande, yours truly and my 14-year-old, rocking it out. So Madeline was born. We would just, you know, the very first time, I had a Pontiac Grand Prix from work. It was my company car from work. And I had an Infiniti G20 that was my regular car. And so anyway, long story short, because I haven't even gotten to the topic I was going to talk about today, which about how terrible yesterday was. But looking back today, it's pretty good. Pretty good. But I got to tell the story. You know what I'm going to do? Next podcast. Don't worry. I really am recording another podcast. You're going to see it on iTunes along with this one. So I'm going to talk about yesterday on the next show. I want to just share this with you because you never knew how good you had it. You know, and this is a great metaphor for life. You know, you look back and you think, wow, that was a challenge. Remember? Well, let me get through it. God, I'm sitting here with a bandana. I like to call it the mandana. Lifted a bunch of weight today. I'm all fired up, man. Is it okay? Can I be fired up? Do you mind? So we packed Madeline in the car. We took the Grand Prix. And I was like, okay, hey, let's head to the mall. And I was like, okay. And Madeline had colic. It's just, she was just a mess, you know. Miserable kid. I tell her now, God, you've been miserable your whole life. I'm just kidding. So we started packing up the Grand Prix. In goes the stroller, and goes the milk, and goes this and that. Next thing you know, I turned to my wife. I said, Ange, this looks like we're going back to New York. We're going 10 miles up the road to the mall. What the hell's going on here? She's like, yep, well, welcome to parenthood, Sammy boy, because this is how we got to pack. I'm like, wow. So we packed the Grand Prix full of all this crap and put Madeline in the car seat. Had the car seat too, you know, facing backwards in the back seat, and sat back there. Yeah, it's so funny. You have one kid, right? Your first kid, oh, my God, don't trip and fall. And are you okay? And then you have four kids, and your youngest, you're like, hey, rub some dirt on it. Yeah, you fell down a flight of stairs. Oh, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. Hey, can you grab me a beer? So that is the point of this message right now is look back. Remember college? You thought you had it tough then, right? I only got $5, man. I barely enough for beer money or head to the party or go to a movie. What's up with that? But you had no debt, really. You didn't have any worries. You didn't have to go to a job every day and work for somebody and make them famous and make them rich and add to the company's bottom line, right? You were just the biggest challenge you had in college was just waking up for class, doing well, and having a couple bucks in your pocket. You thought high school was tough, right? You thought having that teacher or, you know, your parents coming down on you so hard. And then you leave college and you think your first job's tough because, oh, my God, this is overwhelming. I don't have any money. I got to pay rent for an apartment and I have to do this and do that and all this responsibility. And then you look back and you're single, you know, right? So you got really no worries at all. One of my apartments in Buffalo, New York, I was living with two girls, strictly platonic. My rent was $133 a month. Yep, Linden Avenue, baby. Linden Ave in Buffalo. No, One Fairchild Place. I take that back. Not that anybody would ever know that. One Fairchild Place, North Buffalo, off Delaware Avenue, on the corner of Linden and Fairchild. $133, and then you'd go through the telephone bill and the cable bill, and you'd say, oh, that's my charge. We got to split that three ways. So, hey, here's my $1.32 for the cable bill. Cool. Metaphor, what you're doing right now, you're going to look back 5 years from now and think, wow, that challenge wasn't even a big deal. What the hell was I so worried about? Remember February 2015? Remember that bad week I had? And this is a great segue into the very next show after this one. Remember how tough it seemed? Look back on your problems. It's like the rung of a ladder. You take one step up, you look down, wasn't that bad. Take another step up, look down, wasn't that bad. But some people will never even climb the ladder. They'll just stay put. And they won't even realize that the problems they think they have right now, it's no big deal. My God, we got four kids now when baby Susan finally gets home from the hospital. But even with our three kids, I mean, we'd load them up, throw them in the car, go to Kings Island, travel all around. That's a family of five now. And we thought just having one kid, Madeline, was a big deal, like trying to get all over the place and, you know, cart her around. That kid has no idea how good she had it, man. God, we just catered her butt 24/7. Amazing. Poor Paigey, our youngest, you know, barely give her the time of day. Hey, it's Sam Kralik. Tune in to the very next show after this. I want to talk about yesterday, what happened, and some really powerful personal development thoughts. I think, that's a weak word. I know will help you along your journey to Saturday as well. All right? All right, all right, all right, all right. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.